another. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, Mr. Sheen, I want to commend you for your courage. I want to thank you for doing this interview. I want to thank you for writing that letter to the president, because our country, our society, our world has no future unless people start getting involved and getting informed. And you've just done an incredible amount of research. Going through your letter with all the hyperlinks to official government documents and mainstream media, this stuff really is hidden in plain view. And tens of millions more people are now going to find out the truth about 9/11 because of what you've done. So I just want to thank you for spending time with us today and what you've done.
Well, thank you for having me, Alex. And I'd just like to say in closing that that I not only encourage people to read my letter, but I challenge them to read it, and I challenge them to do their own research, to cross-check their facts. I challenge them to ask the hard questions and wake people up, and I challenge them to demand the truth.
The ball is in the American people's court. I mean, you put it into Obama's court, giving him a chance to do the right thing. But regardless, as you said earlier, we've done the right thing just asking these questions. It's your right. It's your duty. It is the epitome of patriotism to love your country but to question your government. And with the history we've seen of them lying constantly, being caught lying, and the WMDs and all of it, all I can say is thank God for people like you that have courage, because in the serious times like this, we need good men and women. As Thomas Jefferson said it best, all the evil men in tyrants need to flourish is that good men and women do nothing. And thanks to good people like you, Charlie, we've got a fighting chance. And that time I was on CNN, and then, of course, you know. And there's one other quote I love, and that was by Mark Twain. In the beginning, a patriot is a scarce man, hated and feared. But in time, when his cause succeeds, the timid join him, because then it costs nothing to be a patriot. And you, Charlie Sheen, are a patriot. Thank you for spending this time with us today.
Thank you, Alex.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, that was the 21-minute audio interview I did a few weeks ago at his home. We have a video that's pretty hard-hitting. Aaron's been spending a week on it, and it's a video of Charlie Sheen editing it together that's coming up tomorrow. Tomorrow, we're going to be playing that, and then Charlie Sheen for a full, at least 30-minute, maybe longer interview coming up on Friday on 911. Today is 999. Now, other issues I haven't gotten to, and Richard Gage is with us 30, 40 minutes or so, when he leaves us, Obama to seal U.S.-U.N. relationship. Barack Obama will cement the new cooperative relationship between the U.S. and the United Nations. This month, he becomes the first American president to chair the 15-member Security Council. First time in history. See, everything's being put in his hands, power-wise. The whole police state, the NORTHCOM, Homeland Security, all the power is being massed in the president's hands. The topic for the summit-level session of the Council, September 24th, is nuclear nonproliferation, nuclear disarmament, one of the several global challenges the U.S. now wants to see addressed, and so it goes on from there. But the Council is really about controlling tax rates worldwide, controlling currency rates, and that's actually in the Associated Press, also McClatchy newspapers reporting on it today. A year after financial crisis, a new world order emerges. And they're all over the news and other reports announcing world government through and by the banks. So this makes me actually not shake, but shiver. I just shivered. It's all so real. They really are eugenicists, as the White House science czar, his own textbook that he wrote, shows. They really are wicked. I mean, the Gardasil really is killing people. And I just wish all the trolls and everybody else would just spend their time warning girls about Gardasil. We know it's killing them and maiming them and paralyzing them. And 3 years ago, I was called a kook for reading the actual, 3 years ago, reading the actual documents on air from the trials of the vaccine, the human papillomavirus vaccine, when it was killing people. And now it's all out in the news again. Then articles come out in ABC News that Merck, quote, has hit teams that, quote, seek and destroy doctors and scientists that expose them. And Merck says, oh, that's just a joke in our internal corporate menace. Man, this is serious. Bayer Pharmaceutical knowingly shipped out all the AIDS-tainted blood to over a million people. I mean, this is just incredible who we're facing. We've got to wake up and face it. Demand the truth.
Okay, folks, quiz time. What resource takes care of your food needs at a moment's notice most of the year, is easily preserved for the rest of the year, is nutritious, abundant, forever GMO-free, and is free for the taking? Give up? Your answer is Wild Edible Food. With Linda Runyon's whole enchilada package on your shelf, you'll never be high and dry when everyone else is up the creek without a paddle. In fact, you'll be able to help everyone you know with the extensive knowledge gained from the 7 items in the whole enchilada package, which include books, cards, and video, as well as 2 free gifts. Now, I'd love to say this resource will always be available as your safety net, but in a national emergency, that may just not be true. And it's still now on sale. That's right, until September 21st, everything's still 10% off. So go to our website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of this offer before September 21st, or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. That's ofthefield.com, or call toll-free 1-888-51-EAT-FREE for the easiest and cheapest food backup plan. Don't miss it.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Attention, an important product from HempUSA.org, Microplant Powder, will change your life by removing all types of positive toxins, such as heavy metals, parasites, bacteria, viruses, and fungus from the digestive tract and stomach wall so you can absorb nutrients. Microplant Powder is 89% silica and packed with a negative charge that attracts positive toxins from the blood, organs, spine, and brain. This product has the ability to rebuild cartilage and bone, which allows synovial fluid to return to the joints. Silica is a precursor to calcium, meaning the body turns silica into calcium and is great for the heart. There is no better time than now to have Microplant Powder on your shelf or in your storage shelter. And with an unlimited shelf life, you can store it anywhere. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. It's a great way to change your life. So call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Well, the 8th anniversary of the tragic stage terror attacks of 9/11 is approaching. The 8th anniversary, I would just remind people that we were called conspiracy theorists just 3 years ago for saying the Gulf of Tonkin was staged. It's now declassified that those were staged attacks on our ships to blame it on the Vietnamese to start the Vietnam War that killed over 1.5 million Vietnamese and over 58,000 Americans, injuring over 200,000 Americans. I just want to point out Operation Ajax, staged terror attacks that were blamed on the government of Iran, is declassified at the CIA's own history section. I just want to point out that it's now been declassified by the NSA that the USS Liberty attack was staged to be blamed on Egypt. That came out years after many people exposed it. Long before I was on the scene, it was exposed, 20-something, 30 years ago. Well, that happened in 67, but it was exposed from day one. That's now come out. Operation Northwoods has been declassified. The U.S. government planned to bomb U.S. cities and crash jets and blame it on foreign enemies. That's been declassified. And Army Field Manual from 2004 has been declassified, where it talks about how to stage false flag terror attacks. It's come out that 6 of the 10 9/11 Commission members even told the Washington Post that the 9/11 Commission was a fraud and a lie and a cover-up and needed to be criminally investigated. It's even been in the news, but never gets any traction, never becomes a big issue. We can't just sit here idly by and let all this continue. So my point is, you're crazy to not know about the history of government-sponsored terror. You're crazy to not know about all the cases out there where Hitler firebombed his own Reichstag in 1933, February 27th, to get police state going in Germany. or how Stalin staged terror attacks, or how the Tsarist, one of their favorite tactics was to stage terror attacks and blame it on their enemies, or how British intelligence has now been declassified and caught staging many of the IRA bombings. Some were real. Or Haaretz and Jerusalem Post admit that, quote, Israel headline created fake al-Qaeda groups. Every time there was about to be a peace deal, there is, of course, real terrorism in Israel going on, and it's terrible. But the point is, Israeli papers admit the government's been caught staging it at key points. That's what we're talking about here. And then you look at the science. The establishment likes to do these hit pieces on the science because they know the general public aren't architects or engineers or physicists or underwriting laboratories people like Kevin Ryan. They can shoot a missile into a chicken coop and say it would have blown the Pentagon up. They can show you a three-story building and say if we would have blown it up, we would have found debt cord. They can do so many little things, little gimmicks, or say we're crazy and just want to believe this. When the history that we have is a continual chain of staged terror attacks. Now, on the Charlie Sheen issue, and we're going to Richard Gage, this is less than 24 hours after the media picked this up. They picked it up first in the afternoon yesterday at about 4 o'clock. We saw the first mainstream news stories. Now, 20 hours into this, or 21 hours into this, Fox News, Charlie Sheen seeks meeting with Obama to discuss 911 cover-up. Look at this story out of E! Entertainment, front page. Charlie Sheen, the truther, teaches Obama about 9/11. U.S. News and World Report, Charlie Sheen joins the truther 911 conspiracy theory fringe, attack piece. L.A. Times, top of the ticket section, top political news. Breaking, Charlie Sheen demands Obama meeting on 911 cover-up. Here's another one, Charlie Sheen, fantasy 911 truther, grilling of the president, Gawker. It just goes on and on. President Obama, Charlie Sheen, Van Jones, the 911 Truth Movement. This is out of Associated Content. And it goes on and on. Here's one. There's just so many of these. The Houston Chronicle. There's just too many to cover them all. Very, very exciting. That's why Charlie wrote the letter about a meeting with the president, so that it would become a big issue of him wanting to actually meet with the president. That's what he talked about earlier when he was live on the show and the tape interview we just aired. That's the whole point of what we're doing, okay, is to get people to look at those 20 points in the 20 questions to the president. And it was all Charlie's idea. Every bit of it was done exactly the way he wanted, and it was a genius idea, even a brilliant idea. Even people criticizing him and don't agree with 9/11 truth are saying it was very well written. So it's very exciting. Let's go to Richard Gage. Richard, I appreciate you coming on. First off, the Charlie Sheen situation, what's your take on it?
Well, we need people in the entertainment world in Hollywood talking about 9/11 truth. And Charlie began this, 4 years ago, 5 years ago? Three and a half. He took so much heat for this that he had to back off until there was more support at a grassroots level. And we've got that now. And we've got 830 architects and engineers backing him up, saying, yes, these buildings came down by explosive controlled demolition. So with all of this support and others, of course, across the 9/11 truth movement supporting him, he can come out and make a splash now. And maybe it's time, Alex, and you've really supported him and given him a vehicle for this expression of coming out of the closet again and building truth. This is what has to happen. And it has to happen with Willie Nelson and Jesse Ventura and others who have kind of squeaked a little bit here and there. But now it's time, isn't it?
Well, it certainly is, my friend. So much is going on. So much is happening right now. Let's get into... There's several new hit pieces for Discovery Channel and History Channel and A&E that are being made. PBS is making another hit piece. The British have made 6 in the last year and a half that I know of. Just absolutely ridiculous. All of that is going on and happening. And then at the same time, we have this latest big budget. And I was reading it was funded by Dubai, or foreign country, with this really shoddy hour-long special that spends a half of it on our psychology. And they played all sorts of little tricks with the camera, all sorts of things they did, the way they always made it your opinion. We talked Sunday, but I want you to recap and expand on that, how you gave them all the evidence, all the facts, and they would never allow that to be shown in the show. I mean, really outrageous, but I think it's backfiring on them. And it was made by a famous production house that specializes just in hit pieces and, quote, debunking conspiracy theorists. I mean, they do piece after piece. Creative Differences, who I've refused to be interviewed by in a JFK piece and 9/11. So break it down for us. As an architect, as an engineer who's built major structures, who has 800 architects and engineers and thousands of other students who are becoming engineers and architects on your team, but 800 plus, and break it down as the founder of Architects and Engineers 9/11 Truth.
Well, we've been speaking all across the country now for three years. We've had over 110 presentations to thousands and thousands of people. We've toured Europe with nine cities in Europe, and next month we're going to Japan, Australia, and New Zealand for November. And the key senator, Senator Yukihisha Fujita, whose party just won, the took over their government basically. It was a minority party. This party is transforming Japan right now. It's kind of like the revolution we had, the change we had from the Democrats to the Republicans. Excuse me, Republicans to Democrats. So he's bringing us to Tokyo and Kyoto. He'll introduce us. I mean, this is a huge opportunity for the 9/11 Truth movement, because he himself has been traveling around the world talking about 9/11 Truth. So we're very excited to speak in 14 different cities all together in Japan, Australia.
And let me just throw a caveat in. As of a year ago when he first went public and we interviewed him here as well, and he's since traveled to New York and other major cities of the world, he was the number three person in his party in the Diet. Now his party, after decades and decades out of power, is now in power. And as you said, the president of his party is now the president of the country. So we need to go look at the power structure. But I believe he's number two now in the Japanese government, is a 9/11 truther who shows clips and clips of your films and clips of Professor Stephen Jones repeatedly in the Diet, in their Congress. I mean, this is all over Japanese TV. They came and interviewed me many times. But, I mean, this is incredible.
I'm excited about it, too. And we get to go there and be right in the middle of it and learn a whole lot more about it. In fact, they're booking the Diet itself, the governmental body, the building. We're going to be speaking there. That's the plan at this point. Not to their government, but having the public come to that place.
Unbelievable. So that'd be like having a huge 9/11 Truth investigation in the House or in the Senate.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, that's pretty exciting. So we'll try to put something very special together for that. Last night, I had the opportunity to speak to a packed house of 200 at the Commonwealth Club of California. We webcast this live. We had 435 people listening live also from home on their computers, and I had 40 minutes to present all of the evidence, which, by the way, I had very carefully laid out before Robert Erickson of Creative Differences, who was the producer for this National Geographic entertainment piece, we call it, that many people have had the opportunity to see. And we'll be talking about how they go about distorting what we have to say. But it's very important that people understand that I spent an hour with him highlighting the evidence of the free fall acceleration of World Trade Center 7, in the pools of molten iron that are found underneath it and the Twin Towers. And all of this evidence, massive expulsion of perimeter wall sections, 600 feet at 70 miles an hour, instant acceleration out of the side of the Twin Towers. No floors found at the bottom of the Twin Towers. Pulverized concrete, 90,000 tons of it.
Richard, we got a break here in about 15 seconds. Stay there. We're going to come back because you talked about this Sunday, but a lot of people didn't hear it. about this guy being a big liar. So, directly from Richard Gage, you're going to hear what happened when we get back after this quick break. Stay with us.
Why are you letting that search engine spy on you?
Spy on me?
Yeah. Don't you know Google, Yahoo, and other search engines record all your searches and store them in a giant database? You should use StartPage instead.
StartPage?
Yeah, StartPage.com, the new name for IxQuick, the world's most private search engine. They don't record your searches or your IP address, and the search results are great. Plus, StartPage is third-party certified, and it's totally free.
I don't want Big Brother watching what I do on the internet. I'm adding StartPage to my browser.
Right. Go to StartPage.com and start searching with privacy.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. There are some habits you need to break if you want to hold on to your privacy. That's why I'm inviting you to take the one-week StartPage challenge. The next time you're about to look something up on Google, Yahoo, or Bing, go to StartPage.com instead. Try 7 days of StartPage and break the Big Brother habit. Do yourself and your privacy a favor. Try StartPage.com for 7 days and start protecting your privacy. That's StartPage.com.
The phone rings and the questions are asked. I've been so sick. Will the Life Change Tea help me? Our answer is always the same. Yes, toxins and chemicals from food, water, and air are attacking you this very moment. Fight back with our all-natural detoxifying tea that works immediately. Many companies use gimmicks and misleading free trials for their campaign. We use results. Life Change Tea's formula, created by a PhD, has been around for over 20 years. There are things happening in the world that are unseen and not healthy. The public has reached its all-time record for chronic sickness. This atrocity won't change unless you call us right now. Our number is 928-308-0408. Again, that's 928-308-0408. Or you can order online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. And remember, we have the cheapest shipping in the industry.
There are many guarantees in this world. The closest I can come to a guarantee is that the dollar is going to zero. During the great hyperinflation in Weimar, Germany, people who had worked all their lives, invested conservatively, were wiped out, reduced to poverty. There are many parallels between the Weimar and the U.S. today. I'll send you a list. There are ways to protect yourself from hyperinflation, gold and silver, and legal and constitutional ways to avoid confiscation, which is becoming highly probable. I'm Bob Moss with Midas Resources. Many of the people I talk today are aware of trouble coming, but haven't taken action to protect themselves. There is, in fact, a financial tsunami coming, and it could fall upon us quickly with little warning. Don't procrastinate. Protect yourself. Call me today, Bob Moss, at 800-686-2237, extension 111. That's Bob Moss, Midas Resources, 800-686-2237, extension 111. Again, that's Bob Moss, 800-686-2237, extension 111.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Well, you were sleeping.
They came and took it all away.
They came and took it all away.
Look at all these articles for people watching at PrisonPlanet.tv. LA Times. Fox News. Reuters. Houston Chronicle. Breaking, Charlie Sheen demands Obama meeting on 911 cover-up. Again, if he just came out for 9/11 Truth again, there wouldn't be as much attention. But if he comes out and wants to talk to Obama, it ignites massive debate. And that was his idea, and it's much bigger than the last time he went public. 24 hours into this. It is just exploding. Very, very exciting. Going back to Richard Gage, because I have this article here, Richard. I want to get back into the science, and this guy saying, promising you he'd put your science and your evidence in the film, and then even showing you a rough cut that did have it, and saying that was the cut. But have you seen where the federal government is going to indoctrinate kids on 9/11 and how the police state and Patriot Act are good as part of 9/11 federally funded courses in the public schools?
No, I'm not aware of that, Alex.
Now, we're going to cover that later. We'll continue. So recap. Creative Differences, the production company that did the piece for National Geographic TV, the hit piece. They said it wasn't a hit piece. It was going to be fair. They promised they'd show your science. Continue.
Well, yeah, they brought us down for the first interview, and I just mentioned before the break that we carefully laid out all of this information for them, and they're asking very intelligent questions, and they're nodding, and they're he was aware that we were telling the truth, and he was very impressed by it. I have to tell you that. This guy knows what's going on. This is not some kind of unconscious skepticism or something. We go 4 months later, we're invited back because he wants to show us the rough cut because he has had criticism in the past where he felt, he said people have thought that their interviews were taken out of context and so forth. So he brings us back, and I'm watching myself in the rough cut with all of this evidence, and I'm delighted because we're talking about molten metal. We're talking about nanothermite chips found in the dust, very high tech stuff, not made in a cave in Afghanistan. I think your next hour's guest, Steve Jones, will be talking in detail about that. But I told him about the small, previously molten iron spheres the size of a human hair that are found in all the dust samples, ignited thermite by chemical analysis. Anyway, all of this was in there. And we're delighted, right? And then he brings out these experiments that he's done. Emmertech, who's really nothing more than a defense contractor at New Mexico, because they're like Lawrence Livermore Lab or something. All of their money comes from defense.
They're on the government payroll.
That's for sure. And so they have these three experiments. They never talked to us, said what experiments they might be doing, what they didn't get our input at all. It's just we're just watching these experiments.
So they lure you back to see the rough cut, and it's these experiments.
Yeah, then we see the rough cut, and we're delighted with what we were shown of ourselves, and then these experiments come on, and we're going, what the heck is this? Because we're looking at...
And by the way, they're videotaping your response. They're like, come see the rough cut. Now come in here. We want to show you some other clips. I mean, is that how this happened, and then really they're videotaping you?
Yes, and the intent was not that they were going to use our responses in the final version. The intent was that... What did he say? We just want a record that you're happy with what you saw, basically. So this is a manipulation, clearly. And I have to tell you, this thermite experiment, for instance, where they, excuse me, the beam where they put this 8-inch tall I-beam across 500 gallons of jet fuel and light it and put a 3,000-pound load in the middle of this I-beam. And we have in a couple of minutes temperatures rising very high and causing the failure of this beam. Well, first of all, had they talked to us, and even if they didn't talk to us, they should have known that NIST, in their investigation, hired Underwriter Laboratories to develop an exact replica of the floor truss system with this composite deck of concrete and metal decking. And they had under laboratory conditions, ASTM E119 is the test number. They put 2,000 degrees of fire under the truss and twice the known amount of loading on top of the floor system. And
stay there. This is scientific. I don't want to interrupt this. Yes, the underwriting laboratories found it wouldn't happen. But see, one of their members goes public, releasing their report. They fire him. That's Kevin Ryan. Stay there. We're going to come right back with architect and engineer Richard Gage. Just a powerful information. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
For years, doctors and researchers have known that one of the major pathways to better health is an alkaline diet rich in minerals and antioxidants to keep the body in proper pH balance. For 15 years, people have trusted AlkaZone, the simplest way of keeping the body in pH balance, getting rid of acidic waste buildup, and boosting the immune system through antioxidant support. AlkaZone's unique formula contains potassium, magnesium, calcium, zinc, and the antioxidant selenium, along with 79 trace minerals from ancient marine deposits. Unlike other products, AlkaZone is odorless and tasteless and can be added to any beverage to offset its acidity. AlkaZone also manufactures antioxidant water fountains that will both filter and raise the pH of the tap water in your home to a pH of 10. To learn more and to place your order for a 45-day supply for only $25, visit AlkaZone.com. That's A-L-K-A-Zone.com. Use coupon code RADIO and receive a limited-time discount. Call AlkaZone today at 1-800-810-1888. That's 1-800-810-1888.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 Truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting a countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at prisonplanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide, or order the DVD at Infowars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
EJC.com would like to offer all listeners the Big Seed Deal. This amazing deal contains 35 different varieties of heirloom seeds that will provide you and your family healthy vegetables for years to come. These seeds contain no GMO and are not hybrids. You will receive seeds to grow tomatoes, carrots, beans, broccoli, cucumbers, peppers, onions, cabbage, lettuce, pumpkins, spinach, peas, wheatgrass, and much more. And the best part? You will receive almost 6,000 seeds that you can save and replant each season for only $79. This means that these vegetables will only cost you about one penny for each one you grow. And in this economy, saving money is always welcome, especially when it comes to our food supply. Order now and these seeds will be shipped to you absolutely free. To learn more and to place your order, visit EJC.com. That's the letter E, the letter J, seed.com. EJC.com. Order now.
I was a highwayman. Along the coach roads I did ride, with sword and pistol by my side. Many a young maid lost her baubles to my trade. Many a soldier shed his lifeblood on my blade. The master hung me in the spring of 25, but I am still alive.
Okay, Richard Gage, architects and engineers for 9/11 Truth, founder. We got broken up by a couple breaks there. Recap what happened with the production company, with the television piece that just aired last week on the National Geographic Channel, and then conclude in summary exactly what you're saying here, and then I have the question to ask after you're done.
Okay. So we have NIST hiring Underwriter Laboratories to create this mock section, and they tested it according to very scientific, well, time-honored tests, and it did not fail. They had three different versions of this thing. It sagged only 3 inches. It did not fail. NIST, of course, in turn, threw that test out and claims a 42-inch sag, by the way, to justify their column failure theory. Which they needed in order to get Larry Silverstein his $5.68 billion. But the point is that instead instead of doing something scientific like this, we have National Geographic, Robert Erickson of Creative Differences, hiring Emmertech, a defense contractor, to show everybody theoretically how this building obviously fell apart. Well, first of all, they don't have 8-inch I-beams in the building. They have floor trusses. And it was certainly doesn't relate to any of the massive core columns in the building. We didn't have 500 gallons of jet fuel sitting there underneath anything. 90% of that jet fuel was expelled and exploded outside the building. The rest burned up, according to the official story, in just 10 minutes. So all the jet fuel did was ignite a normal office fire. Those temperatures don't get to be above 12 or 1400 degrees. And even then, there's no evidence for temperatures over 500 or 600 degrees in the towers. So this whole thing from start to finish is just ludicrous. And this, by the way, this I-beam is not interconnected with several other beams like in a normal office building where the heat is conducted away from the heat source throughout the columns and beams in the building, which is really the reason why we never have had a steel frame high-rise building collapse due to fire, because of this incredible conduction ability and interconnectedness. It's a huge heat sink. So this experiment and the other ones were set up to fail and manipulate the American people into thinking that that this is science versus obviously these architects and engineers who are simply conspiracy theorists. But last night at the Commonwealth Club, we carefully laid out all this evidence, and he said, okay, at the end, which side is conspiracy and which side is science? So we have a show of hands. Guess what? 90% of the 60 people who were either believers of the official theory beforehand or who were unsure, 90% of those 60 people were convinced of the evidence for explosive
control. Okay, to be clear, you've got 200 people at this meeting. I guess you asked before, who believes the official story, who doesn't? You're saying that's how you know it was 60 people?
That's right.
Okay, so they raise their hands, 60, saying, I believe the official story that 19 guys coordinated from caves in Afghanistan did this. Okay, great. And then at the end of it, you're saying 90% of those 60 people now believe the engineering, now believe your information.
Yes, and the numbers are 20 and 40, so that there's 20 people believing the official story before, 40 who were unsure. But 90% of those, totaling 60, believed in the explosive controlled demolition theory afterward. And it's like that at every presentation, Alex. 90%.
And you get most of these presentations, correct me if I'm wrong, to architects and engineer groups.
Well, I not mostly. No, we do visit local architecture and engineering groups. And generally,
well, that's
we get
what I meant.
Of,
you said you've made a whole mission out of,
yeah.
I mean, how many architects and engineer groups have you talked to?
There's been about a dozen now.
Okay, well, what happens when you go to those?
Oh, it's fascinating because you get people who, first of all, most of them know nothing about the third worst structural failure in modern history. Building 7, 47-story skyscraper collapses to its own in its own footprint in 6.5 seconds, and their jaws drop.
And by the way, NIST had always said free fall didn't happen, but then they were forced now to go ahead and say, okay, there was free fall involved. And they've given 5-6 different stories and had to recant their previous reasons that Building 7 collapsed in their own NIST reports. I'd like you to speak to that. And even National Geographic, on the eve of this newest hit piece, said, oh, our last reasons for the towers collapsing with Pancake, we were wrong about that, but now we've got a new idea. So they're the one, because they say in the piece their story's never changed, the government story's never changed. But in truth, their story continually changes.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's always changing. In fact, they wouldn't have changed if it weren't for members of AE911 Truth, David Chandler, a physicist, and Stephen Jones calling them publicly on their press conference. And they were forced into a corner. Now they have to admit that the 100 feet of this building, its drop, was in free fall. That's crushing 40,000 tons of structural steel at the same rate that a brick is falling off the building. It can't happen. And everybody knows that. And every architect and engineer we talk to knows that. So they end up signing our petition saying, yeah, let's get a real investigation.
Okay, I want to go back for a moment, and we'll continue going over this, you know, debunking them. the maker of the television show, who I've talked to on the phone, he's always trying to get me involved in these shows or several shows, a JFK and a 9/11, and I tell this production company, no, I know you're deceptive. You're known as the most manipulative out there, that this is your specialty. And the guy laughs. I'm your friend. No, I want to show your side. And the JFK thing comes out, and it's a total fraud, the most skewed to the official story I've ever seen. And so that's why when I was warning you, I was saying, Richard, this is months ago, when you were doing the interviews, I said, this is not a friendly piece. You said, no, he's listening. He says it's going to be in there. He promises. Have you talked to him? Which you now say that he lied to you. The question here is, are you going to put a public statement out on him? Are you going to, have you called him? Have you talked to him?
Interestingly enough, he has sent us the transcript for both of these interviews. So we have, it's clear that we have the evidence that he had all of the evidence. And
you need to post that. You need to post that. In fact, I'd post the whole transcript, or he'll claim you edited it. I would post that, and then let everybody write about it to show he's going, oh, I promise this will be in there. I mean, just unbelievable.
Oh, totally. And we will.
When are you going to put that out then?
We'll get it out within a week.
Good.
Well, I'm going to be in New York for the whole next week, by the way. We'll be at Ground Zero. Hopefully you'll be there the morning.
Unfortunately, I can't. I've got a bunch of stuff I'm working on here with the Charlie Sheen developments.
Yeah. Well, I'll take your place, Alex. I'll be out there talking to people. There'll be a lot of cameras.
Good. You're a great leader in this fight. I'm finishing my film, Fall of the Republic, in the next week and a half, and I am working on just absolutely piles of work, but I would love to be there with you.
Well, I'll be at the two conferences there, the We Demand Transparency Conference at St. Mark's and the Bowery, the 11th and the 12th, and then Real Change Conference, the 11th and the 12th also. Luke Rutkowski's We Are Change group is having some great speakers as well. So I encourage everybody to come out to New York who can and support us and support these incredible truthers who have given so much to wake up the American people.
Well, they have. Now run through some other bullet points. You were trying when we went to break also getting into underwriting laboratories has this internal report where in the underwriting they tested fire making the building fall. It had to be a special building because FEMA and the command centers were there. They went in and even added more strength. This super building, CIA, Defense Intelligence, IRS, Army, FBI. The whole thing's the second biggest CIA compound outside Langley in the U.S., they admit. And then magically it falls in its own footprint. You brought that information about underwriting laboratories to them, but they don't care. They went and got a steel of unknown strength, an alloy, put a big weight over it with the white tips of the flame, the very hottest part, hitting on it longwise. Just amazing.
Yeah, and obviously it's going to fail. With 3,000-pound point load right in the center span of the beam, it's designed to fail. It's designed to show. So when it does fail, I can imagine half of the public watching goes, oh, that's what happened to the World Trade Center. I see it failing. It's like sheep, you know.
But the fires had almost completely burned out. There were people in the holes waving for help seconds before they just shatter, and the building just, it's unbelievable.
Yeah, in the South.
It's like watching a volcano explode and saying there was no pressure underneath it.
In the South Tower, the fires were going out after only 56 minutes. And
according to the fire department,
Yeah, well, Oreo Palmer had reached the 78th floor, and he says there's two isolated pockets of fire. We can put it out with two lines, and 10 minutes later, the 100 first responders are witnessing and documenting in their oral recordings sounds of explosions and flashes of light at the onset of the collapses, like a belt wrapping all the way up around the building.
It was as if they had detonators. Boom, 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 boom.
Yeah, that's a quote from the firemen. And we have news reporters on the ground 2,000 feet away from this, ducking from the incredible sounds of explosions, which we don't hear on any of the reports. They systematically take out the sounds of explosion, but there's well over a couple of hundred witnesses talking about these incredible explosions and then debris flying everywhere out of the sides of the Twin Towers. As I mentioned, 600 feet flying laterally at 56 to 70 miles an hour. And so this is a gravitational collapse. We would expect to see 110 floors stacked up at the bottom of each of these buildings. Guess how many floors we see at the bottom? And the photographs, the videos, none. They're all gone. They've been pulverized and distributed laterally outside the building's footprint. This is supposed to be a gravitational collapse. We should have 20 to 40 stories high of floors sitting down there. Where are they? They're gone. So this is a huge problem for the official story as well.
Continuum.
Well, I explained very carefully to National Geographic what FEMA found and what FEMA documented in their Appendix C of their May of 2002 DPAT report. Steel, two steel samples, by the way, the only two steel samples saved from Building 7. But these two steel samples, they document intergranular melting, rapid oxidation, sulfidation, and even evaporation of the ends of these beams. The firemen have never seen this before. So how did this happen? And so they conclude, FEMA, that their best hypothesis as to how this building came down is has only a low probability of occurrence. Well, what was that hypothesis? Fire and some damage from the beams of the World Trade Center North Tower when it went down earlier that morning. So what happens to this entire... Oh, basically, further research investigation is necessary. But unfortunately, though, for those hoping to resolve the issue, all of that steel had been recycled to China, and FEMA had ordered the recycling of that steel. They deny this, but those who do this research end up citing FEMA for giving these orders. So they didn't save the steel. You always save the steel in any kind of a collapse, so you could thoroughly understand exactly what happened. Now, NIST takes over the investigation after May of 2002. What did they do with this Appendix C documenting the melting of steel? They throw it out. It is not in the final report at all in World Trade Center 7 that came out in November of just last year, 7 years later. So they've basically systematically destroyed even more evidence. They do not want us to know about molten metal or melting of steel. In fact, John Gross denies the pools of molten iron, as it turns out to be. Stephen Jones and others analyze it. Turns out to be.
And we have all the
iron.
Videos of the firefighters saying it was like a foundry with molten metal running everywhere. We can play the clips, but they're cussing, including fire captains. But, I mean, it was just everywhere.
Yeah. Yeah, it was. And there's dozens and dozens of witnesses. There's photographs.
It's all in my film, Terror Storm, A History of Government-Sponsored Terrorism. The people really need to get it at InfoWars.com. It goes through the whole history of this and the modern events, and that's how you really wake somebody up. I understand you're an engineer, you're an architect. That's an important area of research.
I saw and I was very impressed by Terror Storm.
Well, my point is that, though, there's the other angle where we also do the science in it. Well, thank you, Richard. We go at the history of it, that they've done this over and over again, and that helps people get past not imagining that government would do this. Government isn't like the rest of people. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, it's disturbing because, you know, all of this evidence is clear. As I mentioned, to 90% of the people I talk to, they end up agreeing with us and signing our petition. But they say, well, what do we do now? You know, and I'm going, well, we're architects and engineers. We can carry you this far. We can give you the evidence that the media, the government, has not given you. You can see for yourself that this points to something other than some kind of Al-Qaeda attack. You have got to do the research. And Terror Storm provides an excellent background as to how these things have been systematic, as you mentioned earlier, with governments inciting wars for profit and control. But they want to know, how do we talk to people? Because this is a psychological problem for every American.
Richard, we're almost out of time. I want you to be able to finish that last point. But, again, have you talked to the maker? You've got the transcript, but have you tried to call the guy and say you lied to me, or is he taking your phone calls?
No, he'll talk to me. We've emailed a couple of times. I have not presented him with a major confrontation at all. I'm trying to put my ducks in a row, and now I'm packing up for New York. It's going to be very difficult. It's going to take a little bit of time.
I understand. Next week you're going to get back, focus on it, have a plan, and then come out with it. Well, I think it's important so people, when they Google the name of this company, know who they're dealing with. I mean, I did some research on them. I was like, no way am I talking to you guys. Because I've been around similar people. When I had the History Channel people here, I knew it was a hit piece. But when they said, oh, this is fair and we like you. At the end, they just laughed at me in a parking lot. And I had the British crew say they were being fair. And at the end, we went to a Chinese food restaurant and they wrote on a fortune cookie as a joke. They said, here, open this one. It's yours at P.F. Chang's. And it said, you're dead, with another British crew. And then I said, is this a joke? And they said, whatever, we don't like you, and got up and left. I mean, it was just like they wanted me at the end to know, look, we punked you, we're nasty, we're black ops, and we love the New World Order. Just basically what it was. Richard, stay there. I want to say bye to you on the other side. Plug some events coming up. I'm going to get into this world government news. Then Professor Stephen Jones is coming up. So much has happened.
When it comes to emergency preparedness, you know it's the responsible thing to do for you and your family. You also know that preparedness, though a necessity, can cost hundreds, even thousands of dollars. Unfortunately, in these tough economic times, most cannot get ready for emergency situations. For many, preparedness has been placed on the back burner. This year has been tough for everyone, but that doesn't mean you shouldn't have any less of a chance in a crisis. That's why Ready Reserve is offering wholesale pricing to the public. When you're ready, give us a call, and we'll work with your budget and family size to help you grow your preparedness needs. The worst thing you can do is nothing. Ready Reserve Foods is here to help you make that first affordable step. Call Ready Reserve now and ask for a free catalog. Call 1-800-453-2202. That's 1-800-453-2202. Or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Ready Reserve Foods. 1-800-453-2202. Making preparedness simple since 1972.
Year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
News and World Report has the meanest hit piece I've seen by Peter Roth. I'm going to try to get him on. Today. We have the former German defense minister. We have one of the top people in the Japanese government. What is he, number two or three? We have all these scientists, all these engineers, all these physicists, all these military people, all these firefighters and police, the majority of the victims' family groups. We've had them on the show. the heads of the group saying the majority of our members, at least half or more, believe it's an inside job. That was 3 years ago. We have a New York Times poll, 94% believe the government's lying about 9/11. Charlie Sheen 3 years ago on CNN, 83% in their poll agreed that there was a cover-up. We're the majority. And you have this tiny cabal trying to make us feel like we're bad, we're stupid, we're evil. And when Charlie had this idea for 20 minutes with the president, I had no idea how big it was going to get this quick. I mean, it's just off the charts. I mean, we're talking 24 hours into this, and it is just everywhere. And Charlie, again, is focused. He has to, you know, contractual agreements. He wants to focus on his TV show. They do the rehearsal tonight, shoot it tomorrow, air it Monday. 2.5 Men. But next week, he's second time out Friday to be here. And I've asked him, I said, go ahead and do TV now. But he wants to focus and try to do that. He may do some stuff on the set. He's not sure if he can duck away on TV. I told him, go for it. National TV is in the works and a lot of other stuff. And some other things behind the scenes that I don't even want to get into. I'll let Charlie talk about it on Friday if he wants to. God, he's got a lot of courage. Man, this is real. I can't believe I'm going up against these people. But you can't back off when you know they're murderers and did this. Richard Gage, in closing, you're going to be in New York speaking twice. People can find out more at Architects and Engineers for 9/11 Truth. What's the best website?
Yes, AE911Truth.org. Stands for Architects and Engineers for 9/11 Truth, AE911Truth.org. And I think, by the way, Alex, National Geographic did us a favor. That hit piece was so bad that even thinking people will see the obvious attempt to slander the truth movement and actually look at us and find out what the heck's going on. Really.
And that weird woman's voice going, truth is. Then when she talked about the other people, she had a normal tone, and it was like a snake voiced it or something. And it's just an absolute travesty. Do me a favor. I'm going to let you go, Mr. Gage. We appreciate your time. Contact me in a week or so when you're ready to release those transcripts of what really happened in the interviews where he's promising he's going to put that out. I'd like to have you on the air to expose that, to just show the deception. God bless you, my friend.
Thank you, Alex. I'll see you on the road.
All right. Amazing individual, Richard Gage. Really appreciate him coming on with us. A lot of courage. Been through a lot that he doesn't talk about. Man. I haven't really even thanked any of my sponsors today. We're coming up with Professor Stephen Jones at 8 after. I want to hit some World Bank news, world government news. I mean, just look at this McClatchy newspapers. But I wanted to zoom in on that while I'm plugging this. I want to tell you about eFoods Direct. This is the best herbal foods company I found. I bought from 3 or 4 other places samples. One big leather had MSG in it, genetically modified, packaged in foreign countries. Well, that is not the case, ladies and gentlemen, with eFoodsDirect.com. And they're the biggest outfit out there and the longest continually operating. And so they give you the best deals. And they package their food every month. It wasn't made 10 years ago or 5 years ago. So high quality, what I have in my storable foods area in my garage, lasts more than 10 years in climate control, 10 years in your garage or attic. eFoodsDirect.com, eFoodsDirect.com, the letter E, then FoodsDirect.com, or 1-800-409-5633, 1-800-409-5633, in all these crazy times. If we do turn into Argentina like the Associated Press has top economists saying we are, you're going to need to have storable food. I hope that's not the case. Maybe we can stop it. The point is, it's an insurance policy. eFoodsDirect.com or 800-409-5633. Don't forget also, I've been so busy, I've been plugging the online video bookstore at InfoWars.com with all the books, the videos, the T-shirts, the ball caps. That funds our operation. We need your support. If you believe in what we're doing, make a purchase of the great information today at InfoWars.com or subscribe to PrisonPlanet.tv.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today. We'll be right back.